What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Which is a more likely reunion, Vinny? Mauricio Pochettino and Tottenham or Vinny Perth and Dundalk?
There was the setup. I see it.
OTB AM. Weekdays from 7:30 AM. Listen on the OTB Sports app. The OTB Podcast Network with GetSetGo. Quick start car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetSetGo.ie.
Let's turn our attention to rugby. Alan Quinlan is with us. Alan, good morning to you. How are you getting on?
Good, lads. Yeah. And yourselves?
Is this a big day for you?
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just you're a man of a certain age. You're in the right cohort for some.
Oh yes, yeah. I'm going today. Yeah, I'm getting the injection today. Yeah, sorry. I was thinking there. What's on the sporting agenda that I've missed today? No, vaccination day. Yeah, for sure.
Is this the most excited you've been ever going to Lansdowne Road?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait. This is a really special day, Ger. Can't wait. It'll be like my first cap.
Well, I was going to say, you know, Jesus, of all the places. it has meaning for you. Right, look, let's move on because the Lions, you picture, this is our depth chart, you picture forwards for us. And I don't know, did you get much by way of criticism? All of these Lions selections seem to annoy somebody somewhere along the way. But with the backs, I don't know, is there a huge amount of debate? Maybe there is. Let's start with the halfbacks. What have you gone for?
Yeah, I think the biggest debate will be whether Owen Farrell. Well, there's three options here. He starts. He doesn't start. He starts at 10. Starts in the team. Starts at 10 or starts in the centre, or doesn't start at all. That's four options. I think he's a fantastic player. I love his resilience and leadership and physicality. I think sometimes he's been criticised for that, but he's a real leader. I think he's a great player. Obviously, you can look at all the English players, Gerard, throughout the Six Nations and think they've got a dip in form. There was various different reasons for that. I think the biggest one was the Saracens break and those guys not playing rugby for a long time. And the other teams getting better in the Six Nations, having a real crack off England. But I would have Owen Farrell as my 10. As my starting 10, given his ability and his mental strength, and I have Conor Murray inside him, I think they're my starting 9 and 10 for. This is all, you know, it's subjective, and as you said at the start, loads of people will have different opinions and want different players in for different reasons, and of course you could. It's the same with the forwards. You could mix things around and still have a very, very strong side. But just based on a bit of a hunch and what they've done before, I think Murray and Owen Farrell are the 9 and 10.
And was anybody close to knocking either of those two players out of your team?
Well, I think Dan Biggar has played really well for Wales and he's a brilliant player. You know, Finn Russell obviously is that maverick who can do something special. But I just think when you play the Springboks, it's about control and it's about playing in the right areas. And certainly you'll get a team who will be very direct and pragmatic themselves. It's not that I want to see the Lions kick the letter off the ball, but I think Farrell is a very good distributor as well. But at halfback, then you've got Ali Price and Gareth Davies, who Gareth Davies, you know, was on and off the Welsh team during the Six Nations. Incredible talent. Very dangerous around the breakdown. He's a running scrum half as well. And Ali Price had a very good Six Nations for Scotland. I just think the way Conor Murray has probably fought his way back to find form and what he's done before and his physicality will probably get him the nod for that first set. Again, loads of stuff can happen here in the warm-up games. But I just think at the moment, I think they're the ones that I'd select. Again, you can change this up. I think Conor Murray is more locked in than Owen Farrell at 10 at the moment because I think there's an option of playing Farrell at 12 as well. You know, so that's that's a real option, or playing bigger and Finn Russell at 10. So there's loads of different options there, but they're the two I'd go for at the start.
Okay, so let's talk about the 12 position then. So the centres, you've got Robbie Henshaw and Elliot Daly, is that right?
Yeah, Chris Harris, who's played well for Scotland. A little bit of few eyebrows raised when he got selected. Very, very good player. And Bundy Aki, of course, there was eyebrows raised because he hadn't played in a long time and wasn't starting for Ireland, the Six Nations. So, again, you know, you could argue that this isn't a form selection with Elliot Daly at 13. He plays full back wing. He's very versatile. I just think the pace he gives you as an outside centre offers you a real attacking threat. He's a brilliant footballer. He's physical as well. And he's been on the Lions tour before. He was superb in New Zealand 4 years ago. So Robbie Henshaw, 12, I think he's the form 12 throughout the whole Six Nations. And even with Leinster, he's been brilliant. So for the last 6 months, he's been fantastic. Again, you can move things around here and you can put Robbie Henshaw to 13 and Bundy Aki to 12.
Well, I was going to ask, if Owen Farrell goes to 12, is that really bad news for Robbie Henshaw, or does Robbie Henshaw...
Robbie Henshaw goes to 13. I think he's starting at the moment, Robbie Henshaw, definitely. And if Farrell goes to 12, Henshaw goes to 13. So again, you can move players around here. Bundy Aki is someone who, it wouldn't surprise me if he ended up having been brilliant in those warm-up games and the lead out in games into that first test. He's someone who could really grab the attention, and he has that ability to do that. So I wouldn't rule any of them out. Chris Harris as well. So I think that's what I'd go with now. Picking a team now, Robbie Henshaw, Elliot Daly.
It did seem like he brought Bundy Aki to play in the tests. Like, you know, you're either bringing this guy, you're not... There's a very specific game plan which involves bringing Bundy Aki on the tour.
But Bundy Aki has to show him some form. I think and that's my point. Bundy Aki is an incredibly talented player who can do brilliant things. He's quick. He's very aggressive going forward, and he gives you that real kind of pivotal point if you want him to make hard carries and yards. And he's a good distributor as well. I think it's he's brought him because he believes he can do that. Whether he'll start him in the first test is solely down to Bundy Aki and how he plays in the lead-up games to it. So, absolutely could happen. But why has he brought Elliot Daly as a centre? I don't think, when they were picking these players, I don't think he went, well, he'll fill a gap for us. I think all four could start. But the one that's, Tuilagi is the one that's a massive loss to this side, particularly... his power and strength and pace that he has. He's back playing. He's come back from his Achilles injury, played at the weekend. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody goes down injured that Gatland will haul him into the Lions squad if it happens in the next while. But, historically, four or five guys miss out from original selection. I know that myself. Mine was different, the suspension, but there's always a number of injuries. So, you could see a lot of change and strangely enough, over the years when I watched Lions tours, guys who were originally not picked on a Lions tour end up starting the first test. So, you know, it's all subjective, isn't it? And it depends on what happens in the next while. But for now, I go with Robbie Henshaw and Elliot Daly.
Obviously, we can't predict form and fitness at any point, but a couple of years ago, you would have almost said that trying to plan for a tour to South Africa without Tuilagi and Billy Vunipola would have been a near unthinkable task.
Yeah, it's just, and I was surprised. I thought he would take a punt on Billy Vunipola this time, but Faletau played so well in the Six Nations for Wales. And, I was a little bit surprised that he didn't go with Vunipola. But look, the danger is you try and fight fire with that physicality and power. I think the key for the Lions this year will be hold on to the ball and try and disrupt their ball. It's always very dangerous to take them on like for like physically, and you end up playing a kind of a blunt, cancelling each other out type of game of rugby. So I think the Lions are better than that, and I think they will try and play a little bit differently to that. But as you say, you know, if you had those two guys available, fit and healthy, they'd be probably some of your first names on a selection sheet.
Okay, who have you gone for the back three?
Stuart Hogg at 15, Rhys Zamet at 14, and Duhan van der Merwe on the other wing, which will probably, that'll raise a few eyebrows, I think. I've left Liam Williams and Anthony Watson out, and Josh Adams, I think. Again, Anthony Watson could start as your right winger there. He's a superb player. And Liam Williams, an all-round footballer, you know, he could easily start at full-back ahead of Stuart Hogg. But I just think the way Stuart Hogg has played this year, he's matured, he's added to his game. Probably a couple of years ago, he was in the bracket of Finn Russell, where he's this incredible talent, but sometimes the basic fundamentals aren't done to high standard, i.e. the catch and the kicking game. And I think he's added to that. I think he's matured a lot. His decision-making is good, and his attacking threat is superb. So I think he deserves to go down the team sheet now, and I'd love to see him start in the tests, because I think, you know, he would have been disappointed a number of years ago. He got injured in New Zealand.
Yeah, he ran into one of his teammates and broke his face.
Conor Murray, Conor Murray broke his jaw. And I think I'd love to see him kind of star, and he could be a star on this tour. For me, Lewis Rees-Zammit is just, obviously he's quite inexperienced, but I just think the way he played in the Six Nations was just a joy to watch. I think he's such a natural runner, great footballer. He's young, and that may cause an issue or two for Warren Gatland, his selectors, if you know, that little bit of experience, with given that who I'm picking now is leaving out Watson and Liam Williams, and even Josh Adams, who's a very physical, confrontational type of player as well. But I think he's brought van der Merwe for a reason. And I think he's big, he's quick, he's very, very physical, and he's hard to stop. So that's who I go with at the moment. People will probably say it's crazy to leave Anthony Watson and Liam Williams out of the side.
Okay, so we've got Conor Murray at 9, Owen Farrell at 10, it's Robbie Henshaw at 12 and Elliot Daly at 13, and the back three are Duhan van der Merwe, Lewis Rees-Zammit and Stuart Hogg. So who's next up? What's the makeup of your bench? What do you think it'll be?
The makeup of the bench, I think it's bigger. At fly half, Gareth Davies. They're your back two. Liam Williams is probably the one that goes onto the bench then, because, you know, of his versatility, being able to play. He could even play at centre. He's wing fullback as well. So Liam Williams, Dan Biggar, and Gareth Davies from half.
You're a 5-3 split. I mean, around the time of the World Cup, when South Africa were sometimes the 6-2 split, because they were like, look, we're just going to kill everybody here physically. This is going to be our World Cup. We're going to play on our terms. Some teams got sucked into that and tried to, as you say, fight fire with fire. You don't think that's the right thing to do?
No, I don't. I don't, unless you have back rows who can go out and play in the back line. The one I think about all the time who's such a brilliant footballer is Tipperick for Wales. You could put him in the centre or on the wing and he wouldn't look out of place. But I just think sometimes it's too much of a risk. I think if you get a couple of injuries to your second rows, back rowers, which can happen, bring your hooker in, put him in the back row. Adopt that way and do it that way. But I'm not a huge fan of the 6-2 split. I think it sends out a message of it being a forward orientated game. It worked for South Africa incredibly well,
but that was their identity. That was who they were.
And if you look, I said this on Friday. If you look at the European final, the Champions Cup final, both Toulouse and La Rochelle went for 6-2 splits. Sometimes it can be dictated by not having enough depth in the backs and having a number of injuries and saying, look, well, our hand is forced here a little bit and let's go for the extra forward.
In terms of what you think the line should look like, we know, we've seen enough from Warren Gatland from his time at Wales and now his time with the Lions to have a fair idea that the team are going to play a Warren Gatland style of rugby, right?
I don't know. I think Townsend being in there, he'll certainly try and try and influence the style, of course, as will all the coaches. But Not necessarily, but I think they'll. The key here, Ger, is you play the warm-up games, you won't be showing your hand as much. It'll be down to a little bit of play, which you see. Obviously, they'll have a structure about, first, second, third phase and where they want to, kick in strategies and things like that. They'll definitely hold back a little bit till that first test. But, his type of game plan is very effective. But the challenge is holding on to the ball and matching those big collisions that are going to happen. I think they'll try and play with pace and tempo throughout the whole tour and let South Africa assess and try and match that and try and deal with that. There's enough of quality and enough of threats in that line's makeup to be able to play it a number of different ways. But I think they're going to be brave and try and move the ball as well.
That's where they've had success over the years.
Well, I think that's what they have to do, Ger. Yeah. I think, because I don't agree with the fact of, I remember Ireland going to South Africa a number of years ago and I was there, wow, this is unbelievable, because they were just playing with tempo, pace, holding on to the ball, moving the ball, and they won that first test in Cape Town when CJ Stander got sent off. And I just thought their approach was brilliant. Now, their accuracy and the speed of breakdown and the cleanouts and all that were superb against a big, strong, physical side. And it was the South Africa that were, in transition and turning a corner and trying to turn a corner. They were in a bit of turmoil under Alistair Coetzee at the time. They're obviously on a high now. The concern for them would be, and I heard Razzie speaking about it during the week, that, the only consolation for them is their top players are playing across Europe, Japan, France, and that they've matches under their belt. So they've got to get up and running fairly quickly and put a plan and a strategy together and try and reach the heights that they did in Japan.
All right. In when you're thinking about this at the moment, do you make South Africa strong favourites? Is it a 50-50 thing in your head? What do you think?
It's a 50-50, I think, because we don't know what South Africa are going to be like. We don't know what kind of level they're going to be at. I think their performance, really, I think they managed their way through that World Cup. They could have lost the semi-final against Wales, which, you can look back and see some vulnerabilities there when they don't have the ball and you don't allow them bully you. The performance in the final against England was just at a different level. And for them to reach that emotional pitch again is going to be a challenge for them. So it just depends. I think it's 50-50. I fancy the Lions to do well, certainly to win a test. But it's a hard one to call then after that. Maybe if the Lions got the first test, I think they'd be in pole position. That will be the real key for them.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. We've plenty of time to talk about that. Alan, thanks a million for joining us this morning. Best of luck today. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, Hads.
Alan Quillen giving us some thoughts on that. Who should start? So that would be four Irish in his Lions 15. So it's Tadhg Byrne at 6, Tadhg Furlong at 3, Conor Murray at 9, and Robbie Henshaw either at 12 or 13, depending on what they do. Which is about right, is it?
Yeah, I think a lot of Irish people will absolutely take that. And that's a pretty good return for where Ireland are at the moment. Are you also in the Alan Quinlan age bracket, by the way?
No.
Or you're,
no, not
what's,
yet.
What's the situation? You're next week?
Yeah, well, whenever. They're not accepting your year of birth, not accepted.
Right, okay. That's positive. Sorry to throw you in. I don't know what age Alan is. I definitely didn't Google it 5 minutes ago there when you said it. So, right, we'll check in with you again, Joe, whenever it does come to vaccination day.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be banging on about it. 9:05 this morning here on OTB AM, live in association with Gillette. Good morning. Start with Gillette. Give me the confidence to tackle the day ahead.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick start car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.